Okay, been Rachel Dallas, Shard Warm Shovel, Osterman. Other things that are novels, Osterman, or by Tess Bob Seifim. Aleph, Osterlation, Kol Shiva, Gabi Safsal. He's not allowed to sit for the whole Shiva on a bench, or Gabi Karmuk Sosis, not on pillows, Gimel Gabi Karka, except on the floor. Achoylov, meaning, see, he's saying that really he's supposed to be sitting on the floor, not on chair. Achoylov, Bezokin, Shieshlem, Tsar, Be Yeshiva, Al Gabi Karka. They have tsar to sit on the ground. Mutarim lahasim karkotan tachtem. They could put a little pillow under them. Miu yachal leilech v'lamed v'enetzarach leishiv klal. But they don't have to sit. There's no. They can walk around. Rak Hashem Menachem emetzli tzarach leishiv. When the people come to Menachem, then he's supposed to sit. But that's not a chiyuv to sit either. Chayin also lishan agabi mita isafsal. It's also to sleep on a bed or a bench. Rakal gabi karka. You can put pillows down. Kamashu Bimita, the way he sleeps in a regular bed. Bimita, and there are those that are mat to sleep in a bed. Because we're weak. And we are they're like chaylim for this. I never heard of any oval sleeping on the floor. Okay, Bez. Oval biyam rishon also leniach tefillin. An oval on the first day of Shiva is not allowed to put on tefillin, bein shu yom yiso kfura, whether it's the day of the death
Wasn't
and
there a
the burial.
gavel that slept on the floor after October 7th?
Think he still does.
Don't remember who.
Rav Kaldetsky. But now he stops. He put a wood board on his bed and he sleeps on that. Im nikvar, but let's say bein shu yom kfura lachod, doesn't make a difference whether it's the kfura or the death and the kfura. If he gets buried at night, it's also to put on tefillin the day afterwards. Second day, he puts it on after Netzachama. The day that a person hears, we said Yishmua Krova is within 30 days. It's like the day of death. Kfuri doesn't put on tefillin that day. But if somebody dies on Yom Tov, or he has a Shmuel Kroiva on the regal, Azai Yom Rishon Shalach a regal Maniach Tefillin. Then you put on Tefillin because that's already even though that's the first day of Shiva, but it's not the first day. Gimel Atifas Arosh Ein Noigim B'Dinas Eilu. We are not Noig to do Atifas Arosh. We call Makom Yesh Linuk B'Atifa Katzas. We do a little bit of Atifa Dainu Limshech Hasakoyva Lamata Lefnei Einayim Kol Zayin. To put the hat on the eyes a little bit, right? I don't know. I haven't really seen people do that either, to wear their hats, right on their low on their eyes. I actually know once or twice I was there by a shiva that saw that. Puts me Shabbos Rishon David Dover Shabbos except the Shabbos because it's Farhesia. Dalit also a little bit begging mechubas. It's also to wear a begging mechubas. If you look sinus beside shiva, even a shirt during shiva, if you look quite Shabbos, even the covered Shabbos, if you look dinam Hamito, mitzvahs yadayim, also latziyam uchavasan, even sedinim and matzoyis hamita, all these things. It's also to put freshly laundered ones. Ach lechvod Shabbos, mota latziyah lashochem mitzvahs uchavasas mikvar. But for Shabbos, you are allowed to put on fresh. L'chavis ksuse ba'atzmai, afilu to do a ksus to put it on by himself. Hold on one sec. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Also a little bit begging, we did that. We did that, right? Yeah. Hey, l'chavas k'susa ba'atzmai, to wash laundry himself, afilu anichu ad la'acha shiva, even if he's not going to wear it till after shiva, also mishum alocha, that's also become alocha. Right? V'mai k'susa b'dei acherim, and if his clothing is on, others have it, mutana l'chavasam, k'may sham alocha b'kablonas, meaning if he has this clothing by the laundry or by the dry cleaners, that's also okay. But mishan is tukvu avelu zeh achar zeh, if he, somebody has avelus one after the other, meaning one shiva and then another shiva, muta l'chabes k'susa b'mayim levad, he's allowed to wash in water. Avalei be'efer u'bayrus k'dayim l'lav shoy. Fine. Zayin l'achas shiva, ad shloishim, medina ene osa l'ubash oy la'atziyah tachtav ele begin m'goetz. After shiva, till shloishim, medina, it's not osa to wear or to put on new clothing and those type of things. Begim m'goetz is iron clothing. It's a disagreement exactly what giyutz is. Point is that me'ikra din, you're allowed to wear fresh new clothing. It's going to be white and new. Aval. I'm sorry, what he's saying is that it's not also to wear all new clothing, except not new clothing. You're also to wear freshly laundered clothing, unless it's meguatz, which is like iron and fresh, and it's white and brand new. I'm knowing less of gam and mechubas, but the minig is that we don't even wear laundered clothing, afilu beloigiyos, even if it's not meguatz, ela imkain, laifsha adam achra tchilas man ma, unless somebody else wears it a little bit, which is what we do other 9 days. But if it's only washed with water, somebody else doesn't have to wear it first. But regular laundry for the entire shloishim, they're not allowed to wear. Tes im einoi machlef l'tainug elu l'tzayrach. If he's not switching his clothing for tainug, he's doing it for a good reason. That the clothing on him is dirty. I'm mishumir buvyo because it's making him cuckoo. Even during Shiva, he could change his clothing. And if it's during the week, somebody else has to wear it first. Meaning, so even during Shiva, he could change his clothing. The only thing is during Shiva, if it's for a parent, he's going to have to tear kri on the new clothing. You are. But even though you're not allowed to wear laundered clothing, you are allowed to launder clothing yourself in order to wear after shloishim, or you can wash the clothing if you're going to give it to somebody else to wear it first, and then it would be allowed. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
No, Yud Aleph. That's what I said.
I thought you said till Tess.
No, Yud Aleph.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, through Yud Aleph. Two more.
Okay, sorry. Fine. Yud. Also, Lubash, Toy Shloshim, Big Day Shabbos, Afilu B'Shabbos. He's not allowed to wear Toy Shloshim, Big Day Shabbos, even on Shabbos. And the culture can't Lubash, Begodim, Chadoshim, even, and the culture can't to wear new clothing. The minig is not to wear new clothing the whole Yud Beis Chodesh. Achim Tzarech Lehem Yitneim La'achar Lelov Shem Tchila Shnaim Mashloshi Yomim. But if you do need it, then you give it to somebody to wear 2 or 3 days, which is a big tumult because other places can say half a day to a day. Okay, you got to ask a shiloh when that happens. Isha b'sach shloishim, afilu b'sach shiva la'avela, a woman during shloishim or during shiva, she gives man aleches b'shavas l'vesa knesses l'achar le'dasa, because the minhag was that they go to shul after they have a baby. The knowing is shloishim shavas hula k'mo yomtif. The minhag is that shavas, it's like a yomtiv, lilbush big day yikar v'adizav, and she wears chashuva clothing and jewelry, gold jewelry. With teres lilbush b'shabbos zeh big day Shabbos, so she's allowed to wear big day Shabbos. Ach loy big day yomtiv, but she can't wear big day yomtiv, which is supposed to be more chashuv than Shabbos. Shemit zuch daita v'tishka chavelus, because then she's going to become very proud and she's going to forget the avelus. Ve'ena tzricha l'shanas mekayma, she doesn't have to change her place if she has a regular place in shul. That's it, right?
Yeah, you know,
okay.
Yeah, Tess was the first recording. We stopped at
Okay. All righty. Fine. Everybody should have a fine night.
All right,
Zionism.
sure.